says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Monday, August the 3rd, 2026, day before primary election day tomorrow. If you haven't voted, absentee, dropped off your ballot to your clerk, or you didn't vote early like Vicky and I did yesterday, tomorrow is the day. Polls will open at 7 o'clock. They close at 8 o'clock. You have a civic duty to get out and vote. A little housekeeping. Phyllis down in Dexter, and she knows this very well. She has a daughter serving in the military. She says, Randy, regarding John James and military service, there are bad apples in the military, and doesn't mean that they're all good leaders. Many are followers. Well, John James did get discharged honorably, service to his country, but it doesn't mean he was a leader. Maybe he just did exactly what he was told, served his time, and got out. Jeff, this is an interesting one. We have done this before, Jeff, but for those of you who have not heard this, Jeff says, why do you think Trump endorsed John James? Maybe he was misinformed? Question mark. No. I've been told, Ralph Rebant has been told, many others have been told, that John James' attorney called President Trump, told him that he had to endorse John James for governor, or he would not be voting for any of his Republican bills for the rest of this calendar year. If John James loses tomorrow, folks, for all practical purposes, his political career is over. This will be the third defeat of a statewide election, tomorrow's primary, statewide, to be the governor candidate for the Republican Party. He's not running for re-election in Congress. Michael Bouchard Jr., Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard's son, Army veteran, is going to be the next congressman. John James' attorney told President Trump, you have to endorse him for governor or he will not be voting for any of your bills going forward the rest of this calendar year until he leaves Congress on December 31st, 2026 at midnight. He strong-armed President Trump. They only have a couple seats majority in the House. He needs every Republican vote he can get. And John James basically put himself, his endorsement from the president for governor ahead of us, the people of the state of Michigan. Those are facts. You don't get three, four, five different consultants telling you the same story. And that's exactly what has happened. I've heard it. Ralph Rebant has heard it. Others have heard it. So as a result, President Trump endorsed him for governor. I believe it was a strong-armed endorsement, and we shouldn't respect it. With all due respect, Mr. President, we love you. Absolutely agree with what you're doing, leading the country. Stay out of Michigan. Tomorrow, we the people will decide who we want to be our candidate to go up against Jocelyn Benson in November. Not you, Mr. President, us, we the people. Now, another patriot, grassroots chairman for the Michigan Republican Party, Chris Long, says this. My concerns extend far beyond the governor's office. We must win attorney general. we must win Secretary of State. We have to win back the Michigan State Senate. And we must win the open U.S. Senate seat so that the state of Michigan will have once again one Democrat, Elisa Slotkin, and one Republican, Mike Rogers, as our U.S. senators in Washington. And we have to defend the Michigan House. Every one of those races requires money for advertising, organization, volunteers, advertising. And the donors must have confidence in our ticket to continue donating through the November 3rd election. That is where this strategic difference matters. Perry Johnson has already demonstrated that he's willing to spend tens of millions of dollars of his own money on the governor's race. For the fact, for the record, people, Perry Johnson's already over $32 million, and the election is tomorrow. He's got ads running all day today, all day tomorrow, until 8 o'clock. Perry Johnson, being the candidate, creates an opportunity for Republican donors to invest their limited resources for all of the down-ballot candidates, helping candidates who cannot personally bankroll a statewide campaign like Perry Johnson can. With John James as our governor candidate, the governor's race becomes a financial black hole. Republican donors pour millions into attempting to rehabilitate a candidate who's already lost two statewide races. The polling remains difficult. Donor confidence weakens. Money becomes harder to raise. By September or October, the same political professionals who demanded everyone fall in line to begin quietly redirecting resources toward races they believe they can save. Then what happens? The attorney general candidate is left scrambling. The secretary of state candidate is underfunded. Michigan state senate Republican candidates are abandoned. And even competitive House districts are starving for resources. And when the wreckage is counted after Election Day, November 3rd, the same consultants and elected officials who insisted that they knew better will accept absolutely none of this responsibility. Who will they blame? The grassroots for not getting out and voting for their chosen endorsed candidate, John James. They will blame the turnout. Well, Perry Johnson, their candidate, didn't win, so they stayed home in November. They'll blame the messaging. They'll even blame President Donald Trump for endorsing him in the first place. The political class will blame everyone except the people who selected this strategy, controlled the money, and demanded our obedience. Folks, we've seen this movie before. The Lansing class chooses the candidate. The consultants cash the checks. The grassroots are ordered to fall in line and vote for the winner of the primary. The candidate loses. And then the people responsible explain why it was someone else's fault and not theirs. These are the political country club, the Lansing Republicans that they protect. On the other side, Democrats run a political industry and machine. Republicans have nothing more than a political country club of influence that they protect itself entirely. That is why nothing ever changes in this state. Chris Long goes on to say, so forgive me if I'm not impressed by endorsements from elected officials who routinely ignore the people they're supposed to represent. They brag about saving taxpayers' money while passing enormous budgets for this governor. They moved the numbers from one government account to another. They announced spending cuts. However, ordinary families never see the benefits. Our property taxes do not go down. Income tax does not disappear. Our grocery bills do not shrink. Our utility bills do not go down. And gas prices continue to rise. But somehow, every election year, the same politicians return to tell you how hard they've been working for you and what they've accomplished. It is nothing more than theater. It is political bookkeeping dressed up as reform. And for the record, their endorsements are not commandments handed down from Mount Lansing. They are not proof of leadership. They're not proof of electability. They're not even proof of accomplishment. And they are certainly not a substitute for results. Most political endorsements are declarations of allegiance from inside the club. They tell you who to hire as your consultant. They tell you who the donors are. They tell you who wants access. They tell you who is protecting his or her position. What they do not necessarily tell you is who can lead, who can fix the state, who can win in November, and most importantly, who will fight for ordinary Michigan families after the election is over. These people in Lansing do not care which candidate will transform Michigan. They only care about which candidate will allow their club to continue operating exactly as it does today. They want a governor who will attend their fundraisers, return their phone calls, protect their arrangements, reward their allies, and avoid asking uncomfortable questions. They do not want disruption. They do not want accountability. And they surely do not want an outsider walking into Lansing and opening the books. Perry Johnson's mega audit, they do not want that. We'll wrap this up. Chris Long's opinion, insanity is on the ballot tomorrow. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, wrapping up this editorial piece written by Chris Long. He is the grassroots chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. What does Lansing insiders, elected officials, want for the people of the state of Michigan? Well, what they want is a manager from and within their fiefdom, not a leader for Michigan. Tuesday is not a casting call. It is not a beauty contest. It is not a lifetime achievement award. And it is not an opportunity to reward someone for patiently waiting for his next political promotion. It is a decision about who can break Michigan's Republicans out of the cycle of losing and who will give the entire ticket the strongest possibility of winning in November. Insanity is not merely repeating the same strategy. Insanity is examining the losses, studying the attendance record, watching the political club close ranks, see every warning sign, and then marching toward the same results while demanding that everyone applaud the procession. We've already seen this before. We already know where this road leads. The only question is whether Republican voters tomorrow are finally willing to take a different direction. Got a couple of text messages texting in during this segment. Officer Rick, off duty today, listening from Livingston County on the Simple Radio app. So, since when did it change to these elected people becoming our leaders? They are all supposed to be public servants. I've been a public servant for 40 years of my life. Then another one, he says, didn't it take John James $20 million to win his seat in Congress? Now he can't even raise that amount of money to compete with Perry Johnson in the primary. I got a text message from Jack up in Rudyard from the Upper Peninsula. Good morning, trucker. I'm going to provide some reflections of listening to my young adult children and their peers. These are Upper Peninsula kids that are America first. Taking pictures with some of our current stable of Republicans. Outside of Perry Johnson in Michigan, most of the kids are staying home and are not voting. We are going to get waxed in November. Not only in Michigan, but in the midterms across the country, if the insights of these young people are correct. And to pay homage to your commentary about John James, he's a horrible candidate for Michigan. And this is not the first time. Trump failed to be a leader being put in a hard position when it came to endorsing bad candidates. Ultimately, who will lose in Michigan, in my opinion? And if the young voters is solely based on what I'm hearing them say, based on what I hear these young people saying, I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see. Well, here's where we have to change the dynamic with these young people. Jack, we have to explain to them that if they truly love the state of Michigan and they want to stay here after they complete their education, their job training, whatever they choose to do, they've got to stand and fight for November 3rd for us to elect the right governor, the right U.S. senator, to vote to take back the state Senate. Because if they don't help us and this vote turns out the wrong way, state of Michigan is doomed. And I'm not saying this because this is the same type of rhetoric we've said in elections past. This election is the most important one. For the state of Michigan, this one is. I've prayed on this. I've thought about this. Governor Benson, by her second budget, fiscal year 2029, we will have a budget to fund Lansing that will be over $100 billion. The highest budget in the history of our state. Benson will bring that to Lansing. And who has to pay for those budget dollars? We, the people of the state of Michigan. I'm not going to do it. Hour number two today's show, top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township.